I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Court, please bless those that have come under this roof this evening to make Miles a better place to work and live. Amen.
Please call the roll, President.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Here.
Mr. Profato?
Here.
Mr. Cantola?
Here.
Ms. Marquez?
Here.
Ms. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Kearney? Mr. Steffi?
Here.
Make a motion to excuse Mr. Kearney.
Moved by McNaughton, seconded by Marquez to excuse Mr. Kearney. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Before you have the council minutes from the last meeting, October 3rd.
Make a motion to place them on file.
Motion by Marquez.
Second.
Seconded by Lastic. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Reports and communications.
First, statement of cash from revenue and expense for September 2018.
Motion to accept, place on file.
Motion by McNaughton, seconded by Marquez to place on file. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Next, check report by check number for September 2018.
Make a motion to accept and place on file, please.
Moved by Smith.
Second.
Seconded by McNaughton. All in favor?
Aye.
That's all.
Any committee reports? There being none. Would anyone care to address now City Council? Beth? Please come forward. State your name and address.
My name is Beth Nolan, 26 Beaver Creek. First of all, I want to start off by saying I want to thank the administration who showed up for the benefit and those who donated. I really appreciate it, and it was a very nice turnout. And that meant a lot to the mom and her kids, and I got to meet them. And sad situation, and it turned out very nice. Second of all, and the most important one of all, I went to the park board meeting yesterday. And as everybody knows, the pool meant a lot to me and Amy Cantola. So with that being said, we laid it to rest. And it kept, as we laid it to rest, it was shoved back in our face. But as what I mean by that is, it was put on the survey, which I thought was not very nice that it was put on the survey, because it wasn't going to be filled anyway with it, whether it was on a survey or not. Anyway, I'm shaking because as of tonight, this is going to be my last council meeting, because I don't think it's fair. Sorry, I had it all written down.
It's okay. Take your time.
First of all, Mayor, you said that you were disappointed in the turnout of the survey. There was only 742 people that did the survey. Maybe if you look around here, how many citizens are here as opposed to head leaders and everybody else? There's not very many citizens here. The same ones come all the time. Maybe that should say something, because these people don't listen to the citizens. Maybe that's why there's only 742 people that did the survey, because nobody listens to us anymore. Nobody listens. There's the splash pad and the pool were top two. You're doing everything on the bottom. It's what you guys want. It's not what we wanted. So maybe that's why so many people only did the survey. My opinion only. So, with that being said, again, nobody was permitted in the pool house. There's people in the pool house. It's what you pick and choose. My final thoughts are, same old people, the same old thing, over and over again. It's what everybody wants to do and not the citizens. Again, as much as I hate to say it, this will be my final time at this council meeting because I met a lot of people, a lot of nice people, but it's what the city wants, not what the citizens want. Thank you.
Beth, I'd like to thank you for the time that you put together to make that benefit happen last Saturday.
Thank you.
I know that the family appreciated it. I want you to know that I appreciated it.
Thank you.
You know, reaching out to neighbors, really, it doesn't get any more personal than that. So I appreciate that, and your comments are duly noted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else care to address now City Council? Yes.
March 1113 Hartzell Avenue. I come before the mayor and council tonight to express my disappointment in this administration regarding the granting of a bid to Rome Monument Company of Rochester, PA, to erect a 332 niche columbarium in the Nile City Cemetery. This company is 52 miles away. We have a company in Niles right across the street from the cemetery that has been successfully installing mausoleums, crypts, columbariums, and monuments in Niles City Cemetery since 1954. However, the Niles Monument Company was not even asked to submit a bid. There was no advertisement for bids in the local newspaper. The owner of the Niles Monument Company has been a member of the cemetery board since 1981, and he was not even consulted for his advice in this matter. All administrations since 1981 have welcomed and called upon his expertise and other board members for their advice and suggestions, except for this present one. In fact, Mayor McKevich was asked 2 days ago why the owner of the Niles Monument Company was not consulted or approached to submit a bid. Mr. McKevich replied, does he even know anything about columbariums or how to install one? Well, let me inform you, Mayor, Barry, and Nick Marchant, and anyone else involved in this matter who dislike my brother. Yes, my brother Jim is the owner of the Niles Monument Company. In fact, there are many people here in council chambers tonight that have purchased monuments and memorialized their loved ones from my brother, and he provided excellent material and service. As far as him knowing how to install a columbarium or anything related to a monument industry, he has been installing since he was 14 years old, and he is now 65 years old. He learned from our grandfather, starting with him, as I said, at a very young age. If it wasn't for my brother, my father, and two of my brother's helpers, that cemetery would not look as it does today. You see, my brother was responsible for resetting close to 500 monuments toppled over after the tornado of 1985. He charged for 200 of those monuments and donated the other 300. He pieced together and epoxied the Heaton Plot Memorials. James Heaton was the founder of the city of Niles. No charge. Jim reset the Veterans Memorial. No charge. Mostly all the spires in the cemetery were knocked down by the tornado. There are ones throughout the cemetery that look like the Washington Monument. My brother reset all of them. No charge. Oh, I forgot. You would not know anything about this, Mayor. You were only 1 year old. I ask you, Mr. Mayor, are you qualified to sell or install a columbarium? You, Mr. Barry Steffi, do you have the ability to do anything my brother did and donated to the cemetery over the years? Recently, when the caretaker of the cemetery and his helpers removed a marble faceplate owned by former Mayor Joseph Parise in a large mausoleum with a crowbar and a screwdriver, they damaged the plate. They could have consulted my brother, who knows how to properly remove those plates, but that's right, they don't like him. Did the cemetery employees correct this damage? No. The Parise family called my brother, who fixed the situation. No charge. So, Mayor, I guess my brother knows nothing about installing or anything related to monument industry. Granite producers of mausoleums and columbariums call on my brother to do their installations in three state areas. But yet a board member of the Nile City Cemetery was not consulted in this columbarium purchase. I ask, what do you know about columbariums? Mr. Mayor, what do you know about columbariums? Mr. Steffi? This administration allowed someone new to the cemetery operations to seek bids on columbariums he knows nothing about. He does all the selling, but he knows nothing about. One last note, my brother has no salespeople. He does all the selling himself. He has made it known to many city officials over the years, when they are ready to erect another columbarium, consult him. He has stated that he will provide the city with a 96 niche columbarium in the same granite to complement the existing columbarium at the cost under $20,000. If you don't believe this, he called yesterday for the exact quote. And as I was doing his paperwork today, a fax came in, and the quote on that fax was 19.3, freight and installation. I have no idea what the bids were for this columbariums that add up to 96 niches and what the city agreed to pay Rome Monument Company for this work, but I am sure it is a far cry from 19.3.
Thank you very much for your comments.
You're welcome.
Mr. Steffi, yes. Please let the record reflect that the three quotes received were prior to this administration taking office.
Duly noted. Thank you, Mayor. Would any other citizens care to address now City Council? Ms. Cantola.
Good
Amy Cantola, 28 Ann Avenue. I was at the park board meeting yesterday also, and during the discussion, it was brought up, I believe in like 2019, we're gonna go ahead and demolish the park, the pool building. So I don't know why we would do that if we could use it as storage, because that's what we're using it for right now. We store our Christmas tree lights there. Right now we have meters, so might want to consider just keeping it and using it for storage. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Davis?
At the senior levy meeting today, we had a letter from Mike Iberis, Second Harvest Food. Did anyone from here attend meeting this week?
I have not.
I haven't heard anything about it.
But anyway, they're offering fresh food, produce, and milk free to any communities that will distribute it. I think it would be a good idea for somebody to at least call Mike.
Sure.
And talk to him, but this is one of those things where, much like we dropped the ball before you guys, by the way, Steve, you were sitting up there, on the location of the transit service that's servicing Fairhaven and some others now, by the way, they're servicing Columbiana, some I think. But anyway, this would be an opportunity for us to have somebody like the people on Vianna Avenue that distribute the clothing or something to do.
I know on Monday of this week they had pallets out there with food that they had were given away. Now I don't know if they get that food from Second Harvest, but they had something because I noticed it was in the rain.
If we could just look into it and find out, I'll leave this letter here. Steve, you want to?
Yep. We appreciate that.
And, it might be worthwhile looking at.
Absolutely. We want to help the residents any way we can. Thank you, Mr. Davis. Any other residents care to address City Council? Mr. Kariotnik?
I have a question concerning when you said the bids were the last administration. Was that before you were council? Was that 3 years ago when he took bids for the cemetery work?
I think the bids were earlier in the year by Mayor Scarnecchia. Is that correct? I believe that to be the case.
Which he was a councilman, and he yes, should have said, hey, wait a minute, let's go talk to the gentleman over here that's been in business in Niles instead of going 52 miles out, instead of asking for bids. I mean, this, you didn't have to bid this because it was under the allowance, correct?
Well, the management arm of the city is the administration. City Council.
And, I understand what you're saying. We're trying to get jobs here and keep
companies
here.
Legislates and appropriates. I understand.
If you want to go, okay, then he just said, make, you know, note this, that it was the previous administration. You're forgetting you were sitting over there.
Right,
when
but
the
as
bids
council.
Came out. So, yeah, you're part of it. Also, I've been told for years and years since this park board came into place that nothing gets approved in a park unless it's the park board says okay, correct?
The park board has a strong board, yes, sir.
But yesterday, Steve takes it upon himself and says, since no real plans were submitted for the pool, which I think I remember for two straight years, you guys made Beth Ann and Amy run all around the place putting plans together, and he did an excellent job. But he said no real plans were put in place for the pool. So now him and Burke, we're going to decide where the 67.5 goes for the grant money. Is that correct?
Please address the comments towards me, Mr. Kariotny.
Nothing changes. Big circle. Nothing changes. So what gives two people the right to spend $67,000 when we had all these ideas, but now all of a sudden it's his way and that's the way they're doing it? You can't, all this stuff that they want to bring in is fine and dandy, but you can't even keep up the parts of what we have now. Well, softball fences are caving. This is not, I'm not asking, this is no questions. You know, I'm talking to you, this is just comments.
Okay.
It's nasty, it still hasn't been cleaned up. Now you want to take all this money and do this, do that, do this. What's the big emergency about tearing this pool building down? The last service director said it was unfit for anybody, but yet now he's working out of there with the water company. What is that? You want to answer that one? Go right ahead.
I don't know where he works or where he's working.
You don't know where he works?
I don't.
Okay, Barry. Okay.
I haven't spoken with him since he left.
Okay, that's fine. But what gives the right for two people all of a sudden to go over the park board and decide what they're doing with this money?
Well, I'm sure that the park board is in concert. Now, I haven't spoken
to them. No, not yet. You wasn't there yesterday, were you?
I was not.
That's right. So you don't know what was said. I do. He and Burke will make the decision on where the grant money goes to. That's what was said. Okay. I can play it back if you'd like to hear it.
No, I believe you.
Did you even ask the park board what they wanted to do with the money?
Please address me. Please address me, Mr. Kiriana.
Big circle. Big circle. From there, there, to there, to there. Nothing changes. You want businesses? Who did you call last year when the cemetery screwed up the funeral for the veteran? You didn't call the company 52 miles away. You called the Christopher, and he came over and fixed everything for you guys. And you don't even ask him? That's just... Nothing's changed. And I understand, Beth, man. I understand. Nothing's changed. And for you to sit there and say they did nothing for that pool... And you want to tear a building down? Everybody's in a rush to tear this building down. Why? What do you want to do? Somebody's behind this building. Somebody wants to put something there to benefit. Somebody wants to benefit that works in this city. That I'm going to find out because somebody wants to benefit to have that building demolished. That's the only reason. It's the only reason. And Nothing's changed. And I know there's some new faces over here. I don't mean you guys. You guys are doing a good job, but, you know, who's in charge, the park board or the mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Kariotny.
He hit me with that. That's lawsuit. 237-225 High Avenue. My question is, I didn't go to the park board meeting last night, but you know how rumors fly, or it might be the truth. If they put a splash pad in Niles, do they realize, because I have grandchildren, I have a 3-year-old grandchild, do they realize that if you go to McDonald's splash pad, which I have been there, that you can only go to a splash pad if you're a certain age. It's 12 and under. So, how many mothers or working parents are going to go to a splash pad during the week, and how are they going to make money on a splash pad?
I'm not sure as far as how they're going to make money on it. I can tell you that they don't require lifeguards. They don't require chemicals. So the operation side of it would not incur additional costs. That I know.
Well, I understand that. But the thing about it is, the thing about a splash pad, though, 12 and under are allowed in splash pads. 13 and over, you're not allowed to have a splash pad. Because I have a 13-year-old grandson. And we went to McDonald's with my 3-year-old grandson. He wasn't allowed to be in the splash pad.
I don't know if that's a rule by them or if it's a rule by the splash pad.
Well, you can go to any splash pad. You can go out to Bezetta. The same rules apply. 12 and under.
12 and under. Okay.
Yep.
I take your word for it.
I mean, if Mr. Burke knows more detail about it, I would really like to know. But, you know, if you got little kids, you can't let the big kids in, splash them on a splash pad. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So is the splash pad coming to Niles?
I don't know.
Anybody know?
Mr. Burke?
See, everything's always up in the air. But you ain't gonna leave money on us. Trust me, I've been to the McDonald's. Even on hot days when it's 93, you do not see a lot of little kids out there. And little kids out in a splash pad with their parents. You do not see it. I mean, maybe you guys should go and see it. There's not a lot of parents over in a splash pad with their children. I mean, it'd be grandparents.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying? But
sure.
Not very many parents. Everybody. It takes two jobs for a household. Both parents work nowadays.
That's for sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll
Kate.
See what's going on.
Thank you. Can anyone else care to address now? City Council? The opinion of the chair there being none? We'll start tonight's legislation.
Draft number 103-18 to be brought to the floor for the third time, a resolution approving the 8th revised financial plan required by Ohio Revised Code section 118.06 for submission to the Financial Planning and Supervision Commission for the City of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Motion
for a third reading by Marquez. Seconded by Smith. Please call the roll for the third reading.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion accepted.
Motion to adopt?
Exactly. Motion to adopt.
By Marquez, seconded by Lastic. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 103-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 108-18 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance amending codified ordinance number 925.03 section A by increasing the monthly service fee rates charged for the use of the sanitary sewage system for the years 2019 through 2022 and declaring an emergency.
Motion by Smith for a third reading.
Second.
Seconded by Lastic. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 108-18 has had its third reading.
Motion to adopt.
Motion by Smith, seconded by Lastic.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 10818 has been adopted.
Draft number 110-18 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance amending ordinance number 75-17, the purchasing policy for the city, and declaring an emergency.
Need a motion?
Make a motion to amend.
Motion to amend by McNaughton. Need a second?
Okay.
Seconded by Profato to amend draft number 110-18. All in favor?
Aye.
You need to call the roll for that? Terry, do I need to have them call the roll for amendment?
Yes, they have to vote on the amendment before they vote on the main.
Okay, thank you. So if we could call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 110-18 has been amended.
Move for a second reading.
Moved for a second reading by Cantola, seconded by Smith. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 110-18 has had its second reading.
Draft number 111-18 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance repealing ordinance number 32-01, a moratorium on the opening of any new business establishment within the city of Niles that offers body piercing, tattooing, and scarification or branding services, and declaring an emergency.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Cantola. Please call the roll for a second reading.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 111-18 has had its second reading.
Draft number 113-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the safety service director to advertise for bids for 1 and 2 years of sludge hauling and disposal, and for 1 and 2 years of chemicals for the wastewater treatment plant, and declaring an emergency.
Move to suspend.
This is, I have a question on this. You're talking safety service director?
It needs amendment.
You should read service director.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to amend draft number 1318 to remove the safety service director and put in the service director.
Moved by Cantola to amend, seconded by Lastic. Please call the roll for the amendment.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 11318 has been amended.
Make a motion to suspend.
Motion to suspend by McNaughton, seconded by Lastic. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved adopt.
Moved by Lastic, seconded by McNaughton. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 11318 has been adopted.
Draft number 114-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated motor fuel fund 771 to the motor fuel gasoline account and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Okay. Motion to suspend by Smith, seconded by Lastic. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved to adopt by Lastic, seconded by McNaughton. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 114-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 115-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution appropriating funds from the unappropriated Park Fund 221 to the park building maintenance account for replacement of LED lights and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend by Smith, seconded by Lastic. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
No.
Ms. Marquez?
No.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
4 yeas, 2 nays.
Okay, this draft has failed to meet the supermajority. Action for a first reading.
Motion for a first reading.
Moved by Marquez.
Second.
Seconded by McNaughton. Please call the roll for the first reading.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
No.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
5 yeas, 1 nay.
Draft number 115-18 has had its first reading.
Draft number 116-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the fire department chief and or safety director to prepare and submit an application and enter in agreements for grant money to assist with the purchase of a diesel exhaust removal system for both fire stations and declaring an emergency.
Terry, you were here earlier to answer questions on why the amounts were put in here.
Well, on this one, the diesel exhaust system, my understanding when the information I was given was that they had received some estimates for the cost, and my concern was limiting those, the amount, and then the estimate came in slightly higher, and we would not have approved the matching grant. I know the estimate that was given to me was $130,000, and our contribution was only 5%, which was $6,500. I was concerned that if the official real estimates that got a task came in at like 132 or 133, our number would be a little bit low, and then we'd have to redo the whole thing. So that, with that one, the second one, I'll be honest, I just didn't get the information right when it was given to me. That was one, that one came in late and we didn't really talk about it, and I just missed the email that had the actual numbers in it.
Okay. It's not given an open checkbook or anything like that?
No, you're gonna match the grant, the 5% grant on the diesel exhaust system. The estimate was $130,000, I do know that. And the amount given to me from the chief was approximately $6,500.
Any other questions or comments? Motion to suspend by Smith.
Second.
Seconded by Lastic. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved to adopt
by Lastic, seconded by McNaughton. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 116-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 117-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the fire department chief and or safety director to prepare and submit an application and enter in agreements for grant money to assist with purchase of communication equipment and declaring an emergency.
On this one, the grant, the numbers were $122,000 grant. Our matching portion is $12,000. That's the information I have received in an email, but when I prepared the legislation, I didn't see that.
Okay, thank you.
Suspend. Motion to suspend by Marquez.
Second.
Seconded by McNaughton. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved to adopt.
Moved and adopted by Lastic, seconded by McNaughton. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 11718 has been adopted.
Draft number 118-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the mayor and or service director to negotiate and enter into contract with iWork Systems for code enforcement and community development software and declaring an emergency.
Move to suspend.
Motion to suspend by Cantola, seconded by Smith. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Cantola, seconded by Lastic. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Been adopted.
Draft number 119-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution approving the adoption of the investment policy for public funds and declaring an emergency.
Move for a first reading.
Move for a first reading by Cantola.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Profato. Please call the roll for first reading.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 119-18 has had its first reading. That concludes this evening's legislation. Next are comments, public. Mr. Mayor?
Yes. Obviously, the construction of the columbariums has started up in the cemetery. They're doing the footers right now. Hopefully, by the end of the week or next week, they'll have the actual columbariums constructed. And then the next phase will be to do the sidewalks around them. Just a note, those are 3 48-inch columbariums.
They'll be able to hold
48
of them?
3 48-inch columbariums, correct.
Okay, and the ones that were up there were how many?
It was a 196. So we got 3 48-inch columbariums, plus, what wasn't mentioned in the little speech earlier, the footers and concrete, which costs a pretty penny. We got the 3 48-inch columbariums, plus the footers, the three footers, for $30,000.
Now, are those going to sit low to the ground? Are they're not going to match? I mean, wasn't there a design years ago when this came under?
I was up there today. The two on the sides are at ground level with the current concrete, with the current floor.
Okay.
The one in front, because of the grade of the hill, grade of the land, is going to sit down 3 inches, I believe it is.
Wasn't there designs though years ago? Didn't they bring in?
There was one design I found in.
Steve Pappas might remember this because he would have been on council. But didn't when you guys first came up with this, they had an architect or a design come in and they were all supposed to more or less scale, right?
You don't want to put them on the spot.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I remember. You remember one.
There was one design.
These are the mayor's comments.
There was one design I found in the mayor's office. It was set up the same way we have them. However, you're never going to be able to, because of the slope of that land, the grade of the land, you're never going to have it all on one level. So the front one is going to sit down, I believe it's 3 inches, we might have that. But from the road, I think it's once it's all said and done, the sidewalks are in, it's going to look very nice. Currently, I believe there's only 6 spots left in the existing columbarium, so space is limited. We want to get these in as soon as we can. Again, these quotes fell onto my lap. We took it, we ran with the project. I did, when this issue was brought to my attention, question from my own knowledge, whether or not the gentleman across the street did install these. I did not know that. I did question that, but I wasn't saying it in a sarcastic manner. But that project's up, it's underway, it should be completed before the month's over, hopefully. The only thing that might stop us is a little cold weather with the concrete sidewalks. It gets too cold to pour. We'll wait till next spring to get it done then.
Steve, this company, did you get a guarantee with it? I mean, what if questions, not you, the past administration, was it negotiated?
We negotiated the contract. We didn't get the quotes. We negotiated the contract based off the quotes that were given to us. Standard contract, reputable company. From what I see, do very good work.
When I thought conversation, I'd rather keep things in Niles or Trumbull County.
Like I said, I didn't get quotes. I'm not going to argue about this.
I do. I know.
Okay.
I'll talk.
The next thing I did get quotes for was the HVAC in the port and the fire station. That was awarded this morning. They should be starting on that in about a month. Less than a month, it should be done. About a month, month and a half for the systems and the ports and fire. Once we complete that, we'll move down to the lower level of the police department. That price was $27,000. Local company.
Is that money included in that overall bond that we have? For
correct.
All?
Yeah.
So, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Flaherty?
Yes, as far as the jobs keeping in the community, we are quoting local contractors for the sidewalks. Sidewalks in front of the city building that need some serious replacement, and we'll be quoting three Niles contractors.
Thank you, Mr. Flaherty. Mr. Cannon, please.
No comment.
Chief?
Yes, this week we received word that received a 75% reimbursement grant. Pilot Train General for the Bulletproof Vest for the new option we have. We're going to basically reimburse this for the most possible test.
Good. Thank you, Chief. Mr. Squire?
I have nothing. Thank you.
Mr. Merlo? Mr. Vigorito?
No comment.
Mr. Crowley?
I just want to thank the administration and council for supporting the department in the passing of legislation this evening. That will not be an expense until next year, but we will be able to start using the software now, so we're up and running by next year. So thank you very much for your support.
Thank you, Mr. Crowley. I'd like to just note that Mr. Crowley and his partner in crime back there have done a great job taking care of diving deep into the neighborhoods, and this is only going to allow them to do a better job, not be called off the road to do paperwork. So we appreciate your hard work. Frank and Jeff, please keep it up. This should help you in your quest. Bob? Mr. Robertson?
Nothing.
Stephanie? Mr. Newbrow, I didn't see with your hat. Well, you didn't have your hat on. Mr. Newbrow, any comments?
No comment, Mr. President.
Thank you. Stephanie? Mr. Lastick? Is there somebody back there?
Steve.
Oh. Oh, okay. I just saw a hand pop up. Apple? Who am I missing?
Andy.
Oh, Andy.
Okay,
sure. Yeah, you blend right into the wall.
Oh, yeah, he blend right in.
Mr. Lastick. Mr. McNaughton. Mr. Profato. Mr. Cantola.
No comment.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes, a couple things. First off, which some of our employees are on, they will be doing coffee with the clock, again, like they did last year at the Wellness Center, except it will be at Weathersfield on Tuesday, the 22nd, next week. It's Tuesday. I posted on my Facebook and I left it off. But anyone from the different areas, Warren, Niles, Gerard, it's great to come out and bring the kids. I guess they're going to have fire trucks and ambulances and different things out there. So we have the procurement heads this year. Also, on the grant, Mr. Mayor. Why is all that money just going to Waldo Park? What about Stevens?
The grant is specific to Waddell Park and can only be spent in Waddell Park.
Is that how it got changed?
That's how it's always been.
But I thought that could have been changed when it was brought up to change to anything. It could have been divided between both parks.
After talking to Sean O'Brien and Glenn Holmes, it was recently changed. When was it changed, Bob? A couple months ago?
About a month ago.
It was changed to the house in Columbus, Waddell Park Improvements Grant.
Okay, my only pet peeve on it, golf. Where did that come from? And why would, I mean, we have
this
a wellness center. Yeah, why would you even want to golf, even rip it? I mean, Avalon Inn is going to shut theirs down. They can't make any money.
This is disc golf. It's not real golf.
It's what?
Frisbee golf called disc golf.
Never heard of it.
You got a little basket you throw frisbee into.
Disc golf.
20 years ago, it was popular. Today, no one knows.
We grew up with jarts.
I know it's still, hopefully, it's a progress. I would love to see it go more and get some things in for families and children. You know, I know there's a splash pad, but they need more. I see the one playground they're looking at. We still have nothing at Stevens that needs to be revamped and redone, also. I know that's not from you.
Give me the money and we'll do it.
Tell Aunt, how your service director ever opened his piggy bank.
You guys approve all the funding, right?
No, my intent is to, you all got the strategic plan for Waddell Park, is to continue to do that throughout the city with Stevens, Kennedy, Murphy, and the rest of the parks in the city, and create a sort of comprehensive overhaul of our parks. I think this is something that we as officials, this is something that the community should be excited about, enhancing what Waddell Park with this grant money that's been sitting on the table for the last 3 years.
I know when
I sat on council, I've asked ad nauseum for a plan of action, and that was never done by the previous administration. I created a plan in consultation with park director and the park board, presented it to you, and this is what I envision and how Mr. Burke and the park board taken out of the park survey with the community's interest in enhancing Waddell Park.
And all respect to the two ladies that did everything they did all this time and got a big run around. Maybe they need a few females on that to get both sides, the male view and the female.
A few females on.
In this parks board or whatever you have, just as a meeting. If it's a separate group, I don't care. Get some get opinions other than guys. Look, always go to sports. Look at try to get some more stuff for families. You know, I understand you're looking at that splash pad, and there's pros and cons on splash pad. I take the kids to it. And there's going to McDonald's one way, you go to Portland, it's another, and they've got their share of problems. Believe me, I've talked to them. But it's something. It's a start for families, and that's what they need.
It is. I agree. What, splash pad?
Splash pad, yeah, something to get families, to get someplace to take their children. Whether it's parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, we need something. I hope to God it won't be destroyed.
Thank you, Ms. Marquez. Ms. Smith?
Mr. Swager, when you were discussing why you did not put the dollar figure, yes. It was my understanding also that the chief had said in the finance meeting that John was working on possible lower bid too.
I know the initial report came in at 100.
Right.
The informal conversation was $100,000. So, but there was no formal documentation of that. So that was one of the issues too. That's why I was afraid of the actual formal one being slightly more than we authorized. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. Motion to adjourn. And I will say thank you for the gavel.
Oh,
now, City Council.